You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Did you know India's women workforce is lower than that of Pakistan currently? RBI Deputy Governor Michael Batra said this at an event today. I'll shortly share more details with you. Welcome back to CNBCTV18.com. This is your host Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest on stock markets, Maharashtra political crisis, what consumers are spending on, the 5G auction and more. First up, here's how the market fared on June 24th. Sensex and Nifty rose today backed by gains across sectors. A slide in benchmark commodity prices offered some respite to investors globally from broadening inflationary pressures amid concerns about aggressive rate hikes. Financial and oil and gas shares gave Sensex a 460-point lift, whereas Nifty was 1 point shy from 15,700. Auto stocks were also in focus today. TVS Motor, Hero MotoCorp, Mahindra & Mahindra, Eicher, Tata Motors and Maruti Suzuki traded well above the flat line after Morgan Stanley said that cost pressures are easing. The brokerage firm is constructive about the volume outlook across segments in the automobile sector. It says that the companies have taken price hikes, but cost pressure is easing. Morgan Stanley is overweight on Maruti Suzuki India, Ashok Leyland, Tata Motors, Mahindra & Mahindra and Eicher Motors, while it has an underweight stance on Amara Raja Batteries, TVS Motor Company and Hero MotoCorp. Next up, shares of Nykaa, which is run by FSN E-commerce Ventures, they also rose as much as 3% during the day as the company's strong outlook and growth strategy excited investors. The stock, however, ended the day less than 0.5% higher. Jefferies is bullish on the firm as it believes the growth outlook is strong across verticals. It also said that the company is focused on growth alongside financial discipline. Meanwhile, most IT stocks suffered selling pressure even as the report highlighted strong demand for the sector. TCS, Infosys, Wipro, HCL Tech and Tech Mahindra fell up to 1% during the day and ended in red, as analysts feared elevated levels of attrition will continue to impact Indian IT software exporters' margins. US-based IT consulting firm Accenture raised its full-year revenue growth guidance to 25.5% to 26.6% from 24% to 26% earlier. It follows the September to August financial year. Its constant currency revenue jumped 27% on a year-on-year basis, backed by a healthy deal book, suggesting high demand for technology. The higher revenue guidance comes at a time when IT giants such as TCS, Wipro and Infosys are struggling against shrinking margins due to high spends to tackle attrition. Now moving on to updates from Maharashtra. The ongoing political crisis for the Uddhav Thackeray-led Maha Vikas Aghadi government entered the fourth day with rebel Shiv Sena minister Eknath Shinde claiming the support of over 50 MLAs, including 12 independents and smaller parties. The rebel faction is likely to wait till they get the support of 41 Sena MLAs, even after getting 37 signatures on the resolution letter. They still will have to join hands with another party to circumvent anti-defection law. Now, NCP leader Jayant Patil meanwhile has said that the MDA government does not have to worry as the 40 rebel MLAs have not resigned or withdrawn support. Uddhav Thackeray says that rebel MLAs want to split Shiv Sena and he questioned the rebels as to how they would proceed without Sena and Thackeray's name. While taking a dig at Eknath Shinde, Thackeray said that his son is an MP from Shiv Sena and the department that the CM himself used to handle was given to Shinde, but the latter is still making allegations against him. Moving on, NCP leaders were to meet CM Uddhav Thackeray this evening, before which Ajit Pawar said that they will try to keep the government stable. Now next up, the latest on 5G auction. The government is expecting to earn about 80,000 crore to 1 lakh crore rupees by auctioning 5G airwaves in July, according to sources. A total of 72 GHz of spectrum with a validity period of 20 years would be put to auction. However, a recent report by a research firm indicates that a vast majority of the spectrum is likely to remain unsold. IIFL Securities said that the three telecom operators, Reliance Jio, Bharti Airtel and Voda Idea, will likely spend only about 71,000 crore in the auction. The auctions are likely to start on July 26th, and the Department of Telecommunications, that is DOT, has already released a notice inviting applications for the same. Now moving on to the employment space. India's female workforce participation is among the lowest in the world, lower than even Pakistan, and it is going down. Reserve Bank of India's Deputy Governor, Dr. Michael Patra, said this today at an event. He said that it's because we're not creating a friendly place at work for women, and there is a need to do something, or else the Indian economy will keep losing its productivity. According to RBI's Deputy Governor, India's biggest challenge is to skill its labor force. Patra was addressing a PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry event where he said India's labor participation is at a much lower level than it was before the pandemic period, and labor productivity is among the lowest in the world. He says that people are not wanting to come back to work because of the fear of the pandemic and of multiple vaccines. The labor participation level rate is at 39.9%, wherein it was 42% before the pandemic. He says that people are still terrified of the pandemic and nobody in the world can assure them that their workplace is sanitized. He pushed for the need to reskill continuously and called for changes in the workplace and pointed out that during the pandemic, we saw the world through a work from home and anywhere, and technology can enable that. Next up, there seems to be a quality over quantity hiring trend playing out in several sectors other than technology services. Confirming this, a senior official at TeamLease said that the need for must-have employee rather than nice-to-have one has changed the dimensions of recruiting. While high attrition rates and hefty pay package demands made headlines amid the great resignation wave, a report by Axis Capital now suggests that companies managed to swell net profits by 54% in 2021-2022 thanks to reduced employee expenses and interest costs. Employee costs as percentage of sales for manufacturing fell to 9.7% in FY22, which is near its lowest ever, and the net profit margin of manufacturing companies is now almost same as the employee cost. Professional services firm Aon acknowledges that the trend of lower employee costs holds true across the manufacturing industry. However, it says that while the manufacturing sector has seen rapid infiltration of technology and automation is seeing unprecedented productivity levels on the operations floor, the cost per employee and also the skill requirement continues to grow. Lastly, on to consumer spending. A survey has found that urban Indian households reduced expenditure on fuel, clothing and accessories, eating out and gadgets, among other things, in the last 6 months as rising inflation raised the cost of living, eating into their budgets. A YouGov survey says that multi-year high inflation is pinching a majority of urban Indians, with their cost of living going up compared to last year. While nearly half of the respondents said that cost of living went up a lot, 31% said that it went up a little. Among cutbacks, clothing tops the list, with more than a third saying that they have reduced spending on clothes and accessories. Almost as many have cut down expenditure on hobbies or leisure activities like going to the cinema. 29% of respondents said that they cut their expenses on petrol and diesel with the recent hike in fuel prices, while 28% said that they cut down on eating out at food and beverage outlets. With that, we end this podcast, but before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back next week with top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.